Continuing our hour here at Rosie on the House with Bellegarde sales manager Nathan Angel, just dreaming through all the ways and things and styles and designs that we can utilize in our backyard. Like you said, functionality is a big part of it. An interesting thing you had mentioned about the prefabbed fireplaces, and they don't look prefabbed, but just how the labor shortage that meets a demand that, you know, instead of having to find somebody that can stay here for 3 days and build this properly, you can just get it done, delivered, and set. And there's a lot of things that I've seen, and I've even seen machines that lay pavers. Machinery is going to do for that labor gap is pretty incredible when you look at all the different tools out
there. Yeah, it's getting kind of crazy. The poured concrete, 3D house printing, and a lot of even the tools in our industry are advancing by the day.
And your capacity at this one new plant that y'all built is twice of what the other ones were. I mean, that one at Chandler's huge. I can't imagine what this one at Highland looks like. I can't wait to come out and see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Encourage anybody to come visit us. We'd happily show it to you. But yeah, footprint wise, it's not any larger, but it's just so much more efficient because, again, like we just talked about, mechanical advances in the industry have allowed our machine manufacturers to, you know, really make them so much more efficient.
And if you come out, you could pick up one of these project guides. I know you can download it as well off the website, but it's a great, I don't know, about a dozen pages to help you go through and plan so that when you do come out and visit and you are ready to take that next step, you've got a lot of the legwork behind you that you really just need to do yourself before you start paying somebody to come help you do things you can do yourself.
Absolutely. There's some folks that aren't going to want to really sit down and think about all that stuff. They like hearing the ideas from contractors, but it's always a great idea. We always encourage homeowners to have an idea of what their vision is, what they've seen. You know, Pinterest became such a huge thing. So we see a lot of homeowners doing stuff like on Pinterest. Our website's kind of set up like that in a little ways in that you can clip photos, stuff you see on it that you like, so that you keep in your own file. That way you have the ability to go back to it and go, oh, where was that photo again? You don't have to worry and go find it.
Well, it is a very powerful website. I mean, y'all even take people through the right questions to ask. Are you considering, you know, what the time frame is? And you were talking a minute ago about the new plant.
Yeah, I'm going to release a little secret to your listeners today, is that we will be launching and opening a offsite showroom here in early 2020. So really be looking for the details on that. We've got a couple of offers out, so I'm crossing my fingers right now. But we'll be opening a showroom for both masonry and hardscapes here soon with a full training facility, because we want to train homeowners and contractors alike on all new products, techniques.
Yeah, because y'all like to certify your contractors as being trained to install this. I have to say, I've seen some pretty poor paver installation. And between the dry stack walls and the pavers, I've done both myself at my house. I will tell you, the dry stack is much easier than doing a good paver job. Laying pavers and laying it right is tough, but I love the fact that y'all are going to use this training facility and on a semi-regular basis open it up to our listeners and the homeowners to say, okay, you think you want to lay pavers? Let us show you what's involved.
Yeah, because we want to ensure that everybody is doing it correctly, whether you're a homeowner, a DIYer, or a contractor. We want to make sure that they're properly installed. There are a lot of folks in the Valley that say they can install pavers, but you're right. It's unfortunate that some of these guys are taking shortcuts that are just not correct and not going to give you that 50-year life that we talked about earlier.
Yeah. So when you get that training facility opening, I hope we're on the very top of the invite list, because at the opportunity you open that up to homeowners, I'd love to be there and welcome the first class.
Absolutely. We'll keep you posted.
We ought to be able to keep that thing pretty full.
I hope so, because we really want people to come to us first, even before they pick a contractor, because it'll help them both with vision and with proper questions and stuff to ask. And, of course, we know a lot of contractors in this valley, including your Rosie partners, that are all also Bellegarde authorized contractors, every single one of them.
Well, tell me about some of the trends you're seeing. Y'all constantly have to be advanced guessing about what color is going to be in demand next summer.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We do a lot of forecasting. We work with national colorists as well to kind of help develop trends. You know, a lot of times they'll start on the coast and work their way in. Grays, of course, we're seeing those everywhere. One of the trends that's going to be coming is warming up those grays. They're calling it grayish. You know, okay. So adding a kind of brown to some of your grays. We launched a color last year, Sonoran Gray, in one particular product. It was our number one color. We used to be, our Sierra Blend, our two shades of brown, was our number one no matter what. This gray, two-tone gray with a brown overtook it by double. So we're really seeing that gray trend come on strong. The ability of the new plant, we've got a lot of new gray items. We got a lot of new stock items. And that is also benefited because we've got a R&D facility that is looking at all those trends and constantly trying to look at new styles and designs. So that's one of the great things about Bellegarde is that we've got a lot of people working on those forecasting of trends. We do validations with our customers and our contractors. We did one earlier this year, kind of said, hey, we think we've got our opinions, and we think we know what you're going to pick, but we want to hear it from you. Matter of fact, we're launching a brand new product here any day now called the Travertino. It's a 30-millimeter, which you talked about a lot on this show, the ability to overlay your existing concrete with that thin product. It's going to be mimicking travertine, which, you know, I know is a very kind of great trend right now. A lot of people love the ability to own natural stone, but just like flagstone years ago and how it deteriorates.
They love it. They love it for about the first 18 months.
Yep, and then about 3 years later, you're going to see your travertine start to look like Swiss cheese, and it's not good, especially if you're around your pool deck.
Well, your 30-millimeter product, I refer to it as the overlay product. And folks, if you go to your back Arcadia door right now and just look outside, you're looking at a 14x8 shaded patio, gray cracked concrete that you step down to 3.5 inches. Just close your eyes and picture a paver product that goes right on top of the concrete. You don't have to demo anything. It goes right over the existing concrete, raises it up to near the same floor level as the house, and then you can extend that patio with the same product in a full depth. It's a seamless transition.
You don't even have to use the full depth. You can take that.
Oh, you can.
You can take that overlay product and continue it on to the backyard so it matches. The other nice thing is in the last couple of years is with that overlay product, we've actually also launched what's called from our partner company, Technoseal, we've got Dry-Bond. We can put that same material in your driveway without having to tear out your driveway.
Ooh, I like that.
Absolutely.
Do you do with the sidewalk?
You do take out whatever your border, okay. you do cut that out. So okay. If you're doing a 9-inch border around, you take out 9 inches at the garage and 9 inches at the street.
Yeah.
And then we do a slight just transition there, and you don't even notice it.
Goes right over the existing concrete driveway.
Yeah, bonds to the material underneath, bonds to the concrete.
God, gotta love that. Because I tell you what, the patios I've seen just get transformed within a couple days, where the crew shows up, the product gets delivered from boring cracked gray concrete to a really spectacular paver product that can bleed in and over and out into the yard, incorporating and bringing in the retaining walls and that three-dimensional design effect that I think enhances the environment and the feeling of the whole habitat so much more. And, boy, you shade it, you mist system it, you put in area heaters, the pizza oven or the fireplace, the outdoor kitchen environment, and you've just doubled the size of your home.
Absolutely. Every room that you have in your house, you can recreate outdoor as well.
Yeah. Oh, man. So it's Bellegarde, the global leader in the product.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Made right here locally in Arizona.
Local Arizona jobs, local Arizona people making the products. And that's the nice thing about us as well is that, you know, we are regional as well as national. We have the resources that allow us to have a great website, like you mentioned, but we are personal. We live here as well. We know what trends are going on here. We know what colors we can. We actually add items that we want to add here, not just what our corporate not just what our corporate office asks us to put in.
Well, that's important. That's really important.
Now, something we don't have to think about often here is rain and water and surface drainage. But when we do get it, I mean, these things still have to be accounted for. And being able to properly move that water, you know, there are certain things we can and can't do. You're not supposed to drain out to the street. But, I mean, with the impervial pavers and some of the systems y'all have put into place, it's a different concept.
Absolutely. Permeable pavers can revolutionize both your home as well as, you know, your business if you've got one of those as well.
And that's just designed to take that surface water falling down and put it right back into the water table.
Yep. Or if you want, you can store it in a tank and use it for gray water for your landscaping. Absolutely.
Just a long-term storage, so you turn your sprinklers off when it rains. You know, if you got one of those ones that are sensitive to the rain and it shuts off, you can just manually go flip it for longer because you've got, you know, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 gallons now that will last another couple weeks.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can maintain that beautiful lawn without taking away Arizona water.
Now, adding that, does that add a lot of filtration if this is water coming off the roof and it's coming through the ground and it's in this tank, pumping that back through your sprinkler system?
Mother Nature does a great job of filtering. Actually, there's tons of studies that we could share with homeowners if they wanted on the actual biodegradation of even oils through the rocks, through microbial filtering that happens, and just through the rock filtering the water it's coming through.
That's pretty cool. So how does that system, if I've got permeable pavers, how does it get into the water tank? Is underneath the permeable pavers, are there big catchment basins that are put in that channel to the tank?
Yeah, essentially we would put in a drain system in the bottom that would then channel to a tank. We can even make it what's called no exfiltration, so we don't let any of it go into the ground. We would line it with an impermeable liner, and all the water would sit in the rock and then drain into the tank.
That's pretty slick. And those are the types of things that you're not going to see it right away, but as, you know, the population growth and the water demand, these are things that are going to be designed into new homes. I mean,
absolutely.
it's going to have to be the way we do things because we're going to need to be that resourceful with our water.
Amen.
So, very cool. Well, I'm excited to get started. And I've been sitting here the whole broadcast thinking through, you know, okay, am I going to do this first or that first or this first or that first? But I downloaded the project guide, and I've actually got a hard copy coming to me, and we're going to start. And it's just going to start at the driveway and come right into the driveway. And we've got this row of trees. We want to put a little retaining wall on it with some lights along the way for both nighttime entrance and just ambiance, being able to enjoy the structure of the trees. And you know, it's going to come around to the kitchen, and we've got a living pond that we're going to plan to put in, and it's going to have all kinds of retaining wall. One question that comes to mind when I'm thinking through all this, and Gary's telling me I'm going to have to ask it after the break, so maybe this will give you a few minutes to think about it. How do we tie that hardscape to the masonry structure of the home, making those two mirror and not be like completely conflicting?